You're listening to SBS News.
Australia is refusing to apologise to China after being accused of poisoning relations between the two countries. Prime Minister Scott Morrison rejects the claims, saying Australia will always place its own national interests first. And he rejects claims Australia is responsible for increased tension.
My response to that is Australia is not doing that. And Australia isn't about to do that. If that is the source of tensions between Australia and China, well, I can assure you, Australia will continue to be ourselves, will continue to act in our own national interests.
There are reports Chinese officials have outlined a list of grievances against Australia and have demanded Australia take action to improve the relationship. The list also refers to Australia's support for the United States' stance on China, Australia's public condemnation of China's human rights record in Xinjiang, Hong Kong and Taiwan, and MPs who have been publicly criticizing China. It is reported in Nine Entertainment's newspapers an official from the Chinese embassy in Canberra said, "If you make China the enemy, China will be the enemy." Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia is free to form independent relationships and stand up for human rights.
Now, if there are concerns, as indicated by that unofficial document that came out of the Chinese embassy, that Australia acting in our own interests, having a free media, having parliamentarians elected and able to speak their minds is a cause for concern, as well as speaking up on human rights in concert with other countries in international forums, if this is the cause for tension in that relationship, then it would seem that the tension is that Australia is just being Australia. And I can assure you, we will always be Australia, act in our interests and in accordance with our values.
Trade and Finance Minister Simon Birmingham has refused to treat the leaked statements as an official position from China.
Now, I'm not going to respond to nameless allegations that are being made by alleged officials. The ball is in their court. We have been very clear that from an Australian perspective, we are willing to sit down, have that dialogue.
Last night, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian said the responsibility is on Australia to repair relations.
Mutual respect and equal treatment are the basis of practical cooperation among different countries. I want to stress that the Australian side is completely aware of the crux of the decline of bilateral relations. Whoever started the trouble should end it. We hope the Australian side should do more to improve the mutual trust and cooperation and enhance the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two countries.
Coming to the defense of Australia, the United States National Security Council released a statement.
The Chinese Communist Party used to be more subtle in its attempts to interfere in the national affairs of nations. Their wolf warrior diplomacy is backfiring. More and more nations worldwide have Australia's back.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has just returned to Australia from an official visit to Japan, where he and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga signed an in-principle defense pact. China warned both countries of repercussions if the deal represents a threat to their national security. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.